Sports Club.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Strider comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Way up. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
The Lady Cats have moved into this week's Class A Top 10 rankings, while the Kearney High boys look to add to their first winning streak of the season before heading to Omaha. It's the Spartans and Bearcats coming up next, but first the New Tex Heat pregame show. We join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushker live from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tex Heat.
New Tex is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tex's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tex at yieldleader.com.
New Tex Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Lady Bearcats having no problem earlier tonight with Lincoln East right here on ESPN 1460 as Lady Bearcats absolutely cruise tonight. Never looking back after going on an 8-0 run to start the basketball game. And they win it tonight 58-31. It probably will not be quite that easy here for the Kearney High Bearcats on the boys game, because they're taking on 7-7 Lincoln East, a team with a tremendous amount of size. But Kearney High, 3-10 on the year, that's true. But they have a bona fide winning streak going on right now. They look very, very good last week at home on Saturday night against Grand Island, cruising in that one against their arch rivals, 69-34. And a week ago tonight, they won at Omaha Bryan. So two games in a row, a tough road win on, you know, obviously on the road, and then taking on your arch rivals and winning very, very comfortably on your home floor. They are riding a crest of emotion and confidence right now that Scott Steinbrook told us at halftime of the girls' game thinks they might be able to continue tonight. It will not be an overly easy task because, as we mentioned, Lincoln East comes in at 7-7 on the season, and they're a very, very tall lineup, starting 6'4", and also 6'6 on the inside. So they have a tremendous amount of size, something that Kearney usually has a little bit of trouble in terms of just matching up height-wise, although with Brian Arp in the middle, they can be pretty strong and physical as well. So intriguing matchup here tonight between the Spartans and the Bearcats, and we're going to take a quick little one-minute break here, and we'll be back for the starters between the Spartans and the Cats when we come back with more of the New Tex Heat pregame show right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineups here for Lincoln East. Starting things off will be Shane Wattine, a 5'10 senior for the Spartans. Brian Reimers is a 6 foot tall senior. He's averaging about 16 points a ball game. He's the big gun here for Lincoln East. Brandon Carpenter is 5'10 and a junior. Brandon Metcalf is a 5'7 junior. Jerry Cunning is a 6'6 senior for head coach head coach Jeff Campbell. And the Spartans of Lincoln East, as we mentioned, they come in with a record of 7-7 on the year. For the Bearcats, it's the usual suspects, if you will. Damian Austin, the 5'8 senior, who is averaging about five assists per ball game, and just playing absolutely outstanding basketball here for the Bearcats on the year. And he's also been averaging about 15 points per ball game. Peyton Pocock, a 6'1 junior, and Pocock is averaging about 5 points per ball game. David Erickson, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 5.7 points per ball game. Dakota Schreiner is a 5'11 senior, and Schreiner is averaging 7 points a ball game. And Brian Arp, a 6'3 junior, and Arp on the season is averaging 6 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Back with a tip right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, your New Tech Seed pregame show, all wrapping up. New Tech Seed, proudly bringing you our pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And Arp doing some, not really high-fiving, they're doing the little fist bump here as both teams getting all set and ready to tip this one off here. Of course, East will be in their road blue uniforms. Kearney High will be in their home white uniforms. And we're just about ready to get this one underway as the ball is in the air and the tip is on the ground and tracked down here by the Spartans. So it will be East basketball to get things started here. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. They kick off on the left side here for Metcalf. Metcalf gives right side for Carpenter. Carpenter, top of the circle, to give it for Cunning. He thought about the three-pointer, but he'll give it off on the left side. A little work here for Metcalf. He's shut off by Damian Austin. Snap pass in the corner here for Carpenter. Carpenter works it back around. They've had the possession for 30 seconds now, and they're still being very patient. A little penetration here by Metcalf. Kicks it out to the elbow. That's Cunning with it. Everybody's touched it in this possession, and Carpenter will set it for a long jumper on the right side. It's no good, and Arp will pull down the rebound here for Kearney High. So he's missed their first shot, and we'll see what Kearney High can do here. They were very patient, but they did not get the shot they probably wanted on that possession. Erickson gives it off top of the circle. Damian Austin has it. Gives it right side for Dakota Schreiner. Three-pointer by Pocock is no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by East. That's Metcalf who pulls down the rebound, and now they work it inside. A shot against Arp, and backing him in there and taking it off glass is going to be Jerry Cunning. Cunning, nice job with that body, creating a little bit of space, and now Damian Austin on the drive loses the basketball. It goes off the rim, so Reimers actually comes up with the rebound. Long pass up ahead, shot will not fall, and the rebound taken out of there by the Bearcats. Snagging the bound is going to be Schreiner, and we've got a foul. This whistled on Lincoln East. And that will be a reach on Jerry Cunning. His first, team's first. As it's 2-0 Lincoln East. Kearney High looking for their first points. On the dribble, Austin going to lob it down for Arp. It is knocked out of bounds by Jerry Cunning. And Cunning, long arms at 6'6". Brian Arp at 6'3". Height-wise is dwarfed, but they stand so you can see the chest of Arp. He looks a little bigger. Inbounds pass is tipped. Tracking it down in the backcourt is going to be Erickson, and then Erickson is going to be fouled. Carpenter reaching for the basketball, commits the foul. So that's now foul number two as a team against the Spartans, and the Bearcats bring in the offensive zone. Spartans going man-to-man here as Damian Austin dribbles to the baseline, kicks it out for Schreiner. Schreiner in the lane, kicks it out to Pocock. Pocock from the elbow, gives it for Damian Austin, inside for Arp. Arp, little flip, too strong. And the rebound taken out of there by East. Reimers pulls down the rebound. And Kearney High back on defense. Now driving all the way through there. Splitting the D is going to be Reimers. And he'll lay it up and in. So a 4-0 lead here for East. And Pocock has it on the left side. Still has his dribble. He's going to hand it off for Damian Austin. Austin working against Metcalf. And he'll get it inside to Erickson. Erickson has his shot blocked. And pulling down the basketball is going to be Arp, and then Arp is fouled. So Arp was able to pull down the rebound there, and then the foul. That will be a reach on Carpenter, and that's going to be his second foul. So a little bit of early foul trouble here for the Spartans. Inbounded for Arp. Arp open on the baseline. Jumper's a little bit too strong, and up high for the rebound is Wadien. So Kearney High can't get the shot to fall here, and it's still 4-0 East. Checking in a little bit ago was Bryson Metcalf. Metcalf gave it away, now gets it back. He comes off of the screen, and nice bounce pass for Cunning. Cunning's going to drive, and the bucket is up and in, and there's going to be a foul that's called on Arp. Cunning, a little pick and roll there, got the bucket, and now the foul as well. So he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play as Arp is called for his first foul of the ball game. And the free throw is up and good for Cunning. So the first 7 points of the ball game belong to Lincoln East, and we're at 5:05 of quarter number one. Not quite time to hit the panic button yet, but the Bearcats need something positive to happen here. With the basketball on the right side is going to be Erickson. He'll work it back around the perimeter. Here's going to be Schreiner for three, and no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it was last touch by East. Well, East got the basketball off of what was an air ball, but Cunning apparently had his foot on the baseline when he made contact with it. So Bearcats have the basketball here. Lob pass, and Pocock has to catch it over his shoulder like a tight end. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Damian Austin has it. Gives it left side for Schreiner. Erickson gives it for Arp. Arp, tough catch. Missed the shot. Now he'll try the putback. That one won't fall. And it goes out of bounds. And Arp can't quite reel that one in as East comes up with the basketball here. And they'll try to add to a 7-0 lead. Across the timeline. Wadien helps work it back around. Metcalf has it. Man-to-man defense right now by Damian Austin and the Bearcats. Wadien gets it on that left side, back around the perimeter. They snapped around very, very quickly. Metcalf will get it off for Cunning. Cunning, top of the circle, was open for a three, but that's not his game. And they'll give it off left side for Reimers. Reimers, he'll fire a three, and he hits a three. Timeout, Kearney High. Bearcats have to use the timeout because they're down 10-0 with 4:02 to go. Here in quarter number one, this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats in a bit of a hole here. They're down 10-0. That's the reason for the timeout. Scott Steinbrook and the Bearcats. Also, the allow Brian Birchall to check into the ball game. He helps bring it across the timeline with Austin Mishew. Mishew, nice bounce pass inside for Pocock. Pocock's shot will not fall. Great pass, but Kearney High can't capitalize as the rebound is taken out of there by East. And the ball is knocked loose, and Mishew comes up with it, rolls it up ahead. Damien Austin trying to outrun everybody, and does. Layup up and in. Mishew with a couple of nice plays so far in the game as he's rolled that one up ahead, and it's going to turn into points here for Damien Austin, and the zero is erased off the scoreboard. So here comes East. They'll lob it down low. Shot off glass. Good for Cunning. They lobbed it up ahead for Cunning, and he just was taller than everybody else, especially with Arp out of the ball game. Birchall on that left side kicks it out for Damien Austin, who will stroke in a three. Well, now the Kearney's gotten on the board. They've scored in two straight possessions, and we'll see whether or not that has got things started here as Damien Austin knocks the ball loose, and it's going to be a hell ball. Fighting for the ball after it was knocked away from him. Brian Reimers, give him credit as he kept battling in there. And now R.J. Dennis is going to check back in here for Lincoln East. 2:55 to go. Possession arrow pointing to the Bearcats. So the Bearcats will inbound it. Now we'll move it in points to the Spartans. Damien Austin will dribble to the baseline. Jumper bounces around. Good. Nice shooter's touch there for Damien Austin. And Austin with 7 points in the game. All 7 of the Bearcats' points belong to the senior. Driving on the baseline, Birchall with the block, and there's a charge! Damien Austin inside collected the charge when the whistle came. I thought they were going to call Birchall for a foul on that block, and it looked clean. The officials agreed because they called the charge on Bryson Metcalf. So nice little bit of defense there. Not only was there a clean block, but Damien Austin with the positioning to collect the charge. Birchall has it in the offensive zone as the Bearcats right now playing with a little bit of energy. Damien Austin gives it left side. Not the best pass, but Mishew's able to handle it. Keeps his dribble. Kicks left side for Pocock. Man-to-man are the Spartans at the moment. Off of the screen, here's Damien Austin driving, shooting off glass, and scoring. Keep feeding the kid. He's hot. Damien Austin, all 9 points the Bearcats have belong to him. As the 5'8 senior is lighting it up right now. On the drive here is going to be Metcalf. Metcalf kicks it out, and the three is good. So Joaquin banks in a three-pointer, and that will stop a little mini run here for the Bearcats. Pocock left side gives it to Pocock on the baseline behind the arc. And now he'll start his dribble, stops at the elbow, kicks it out for Pocock, gives it top of the circle for Birchall. Left side, Pocock's got it. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of Reimers, so he'll give it off for Damien Austin. Austin, spin move, lost the basketball. Bounce pass out to Mishew on the baseline. Back out for Damien Austin, and we've got a whistle as Brady Johnson set a screen there, and fighting through the screen is going to be number 12. Bryson Metcalf. So Metcalf commits the foul, fighting through that screen that was set by Johnson, and you're not going to move Johnson. So that'll be his second personal foul. Minute 24 to go here in quarter number one. Cats trail it 15-9, but they inbound on their baseline. As Schreiner checks in, gives it the Mishew at the elbow. His jumper's no good. Johnson with the rebound, and he'll head to the line. He pulled down the rebound, and now he's fouled. So Brady Johnson hit on the arm as he put up the shot. And R.J. Dennis is called for his first foul of the ball game. So two free throws coming up here for Johnson. And the first one's up and good. So he makes the first, and he's got one more coming up here. Johnson, second free throw, up and good. So he makes both free throws, and somebody besides Damien Austin has scored here for the Cats. Pass up ahead here is East. Joaquin passes around the perimeter. They give it up on the left side here for Benjamin Stevens, who checked in a little bit ago. Back out for Stevens after he gave it away. Schreiner is right there with him, and they'll give it off on that right side for Joshua Nunnally. They'll give it off right side, three-pointer, tough shot, no good. And rebounding it is going to be Austin Mishew. So Mishew pulls down the rebound after East missed the three. And now Damien Austin will hit a three. He just elevated over the defender, strokes in a three-pointer, and it's a one-point ball game. Cats trail by 10, but now it's been a 14-5 run since then. With the dribble here is going to be Stevens. They'll kick it out left side for Joaquin. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Stevens. And now they're going to work the clock for the last shot. But Damian Austin is going to pressure the ball. On the dribble is Joshua Nunnally. Nunnally on the drive. Kicks left side. Here's Joaquin for three, and he hits the three. Nice stroke there by Joaquin. 2 seconds left. Damian Austin, ball fake, top of the key, and it's off glass, and it will not fall. And so that's the end of quarter number one. Cats were down by as many as 10. They cut the lead now down to 4 at the end of one quarter play. 18-14, East with the lead, and it'll also be their basketball. We come back to start the second quarter right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2013 Ford Taurus Limited. Low miles, has navigation, sunroof, heated front seats. 2011 Ford Fusion SEL four-door V6 has sunroof and leather heated front seats with low miles. 2010 Nissan Altima SL has sunroof and leather. 2011 Ford Edge Limited, all-wheel drive, low miles, navigation, Vista roof, leather. All have had multi-point inspection and are ready to sell fast. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And one quarter is in the books. It's been very entertaining so far, but the Bearcats, who cut the lead down to 1 after trailing by 10, will now have to play a little bit more defense here after a made three-pointer late in the first quarter. And so now we start the second. It's 18-14. With the basketball here is going to be Benjamin Stevens. Stevens will kick on the right side here for Nunnally. Nunnally gets it inside. Jumper by R.J. Dennis, no good. Offensive rebound and bucket for Reimers. So Reimers is able to make the putback after East. Couldn't quite get that shot to fall a moment ago. So now Pocock has it. We'll give it off on the right side. Now inbound it inside here for Arp. And Arp will take it high off glass. Nice entry pass from Erickson into Arp. Stevens works around the perimeter. Now a drive here by Reimers. And Reimers on the way to the basket is fouled. And when he landed, he ends up grabbing that right ankle, and he is trying to shake it off as he walks to the free throw line. He is obviously very uncomfortable as he'll go to the free throw line after the foul whistled on David Erickson. So Erickson with the foul, and Reimers will shoot two free throws. Reimers averages about 16 points per ball game, and the free throw rolls around, and is no good. Score remains 20-16. East with that four-point lead. They led by as many as 10. And the second free throw is up and good. So that lead back out to 5. As Schreiner has it on the right side. Gives it to Pocock. Kicks it for Erickson. Erickson on the dribble. Gives it top of the circle here for Schreiner to Pocock. Pocock from the elbow. Hands it off for Damian Austin. Austin steps through a double team. Pass deflected, and that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Rare turnover for Damian Austin. And in the offensive zone is going to be Nunnally. Nunnally kicks left side here for Hunter McPhail. And McPhail on the bounce will penetrate. Kick on the right side here for Stevens. And now on the left wing, they give it for Reimers. Back around we go, and directing traffic here is going to be Nunnally. Nunnally's going to move everybody out. And with 6.5 to go, he'll pass left side for Hunter McPhail. Top of the circle for Dennis. Kearney right now just kind of letting them pass around that perimeter as they're kind of collapsing on the inside. East really likes to work it to the inside, and they've been passing around the perimeter and haven't been able to get it inside very much at all. On the dribble here is going to be McPhail. McPhail gets up the jumper. It's no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Arp. So Arp pulls the rebound, gives it off here for Schreiner, back to Arp. stands on the top of the arc, and he'll give it right side for Erickson. They're going to let him shoot a three, and he's going to hit it. Ray Double Dog dared him to shoot the basketball, and he certainly made him pay there as he's able to stroke it in. So the lead now down to two for East, 21-19. Bearcats back defensively as Stevens will work it down on the baseline. Now they'll kick it back out. Dennis isn't going to shoot from the top of the key, but after he gives it away, he takes it to the baseline, and from there he'll score. R.J. Dennis elevates over the top of Arp, and he's got 2 points. That's a pretty-looking basketball play. Gave it from the top of the key, got it right back, and getting Arp to move, he was able to shoot over the top of it. Erickson's going to lob it inside for Arp. Dennis knocks it loose, so Carney High's turned the ball over, and slowing it down a little bit is going to be Reimers. Reimers kicks it out, and the jumper's up and good to Dennis. They found Dennis again, and Dennis in transition is able to stroke it in. So again, they found Dennis, and he can score very quickly on the move. That one was in transition. Erickson on the left side works it for Damian Austin. Back out for Pocock. He'll fire an open three. It's a little bit too strong, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the rebound. That is going to go against number five, Benjamin Stevens. So he's going to be called for the foul after Carney High wasn't able to stroke in the three-pointer. And the Cats so far, unofficially, 3 of 7 from behind the arc. But the free throw will send Erickson to the line for the front end of a 1-1. Birch will check back into the game here for the Cats. And the free throw is up and good. So that'll earn an extra free throw here to David Erickson. And his second free throw is up and good. Erickson on the season, an 85% free throw shooter, and hitting two free throws isn't going to hurt that percentage, not at all. 4:40 to go as East brings it across the timeline here in the second quarter. It's 25-21. East has led throughout by as many as 10 and as few as 1. And now we've got a push called on Austin Mishu. And the sophomore is called for his first personal foul. And East is going to throw it into the backcourt. Tracking it down there for him is going to be Metcalf. Metcalf's across the timeline, working against Burchill. And they'll work it back around the perimeter here. They get it to Craig Olson. And Olson gets it at the elbow. Jumper up by Dennis, no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Burchill. So Burchill with the basketball here for Carney High. And they'll give it up on the right side for Schreiner. He works it back around. Mishu's got it now. Mishu dribbles behind the back. Now he'll hand it off for Schreiner. Schreiner will kick it back out to Mishu. Pocock's got it now. Pocock gets it on the baseline for Schreiner. East has played some pretty good defense on this possession. And Carney High being patient, looking for a good shot. And Burchill will hit it inside for Arp. Arp triple team, takes it off glass, but he'll head to the free throw line as he was hit on the arm. So Arp with a couple of free throws coming up here. And the foul is going to be on Craig Olson. So that'll be Olson's first foul. So Arp, about a 45% free throw shooter. And the free throw is up and good. I'm not sure that's correct. The printout I got from the coaching staff, I think might have... Looks like a little computer gobbledygook there. So I'm not sure what his percentage is. And he certainly didn't shoot that first free throw like a 45% free throw shooter. The second one is off the mark, though. So he makes 1 out of 2. And with 3:40 to go, it is 25-22 here in the second quarter. Around the perimeter goes Metcalf. Metcalf works it on the baseline, and East has lost the basketball on the dribble, and it's out of bounds. Johnson checking back in here for Carney High. Arp's going to come out. So Mishu will give it for Damian Austin. Also Jake Waller checking in the game for the Cats. A couple of sophomores out there as they hand the basketball off here for Brian Burchill. Burchill standing near the paw will give it to Mishu. Gives off left side for Damian Austin. Austin works against Johnson. He'll use the screen of Johnson. The shot is missed, tipped out by Mishu and into the hands of Burchill. So Burchill actually comes up with the rebound, and now the three-pointer by Burchill is up and no good. And coming out with a rebound is going to be East. Olsen pulls down the rebound, and he'll get it off here for Wadien. Wadien gives it for Hunter McPhail. McPhail, top of the circle for Olsen. They give it out for Wadien. He drives, has it blocked by Mishu, saved by Waller. And on the drive is Damien Austin. Kicks for Burchill. Burchill still has the dribble over there. They get it to Brady Johnson on the low block. He's outside the lane. Waller will work it around the Mishu. Mishu will fire a long deuce. It's bouncing around and no good. And rebound taken out of there by East. Cunning is the one that pulls down the rebound here for the Spartans. They're going to slowly bring it across here. Brandon Metcalf will toss here left side for, well, Metcalf gave it away, now gets it back. They give it now to Wadien. Wadien working against Burchill, used up his one bounce, and will give it off here for Hunter McPhail. Left side for Metcalf. Minute 50 to go here before halftime. Nice pass through the lane, and it surprised Craig Olsen, and it went out of bounds. If Olsen was looking for that ball, that bounce pass would have put him at point-blank range with nobody in his face. That was a great pass. It surprised everybody, including Craig Olsen. So it's unfortunate that's going to be called a turnover for Lincoln East because that was a great pass. Minute 40 to go here before halftime. On the bounce, using a screen here, is Damien Austin. Gives it to Brady Johnson. Johnson layup, no good. Offensive rebound, shot off glass, is good for David Erickson. Erickson is able to make the bucket. And now we got a timeout here for Lincoln East. East wants to call timeout. Score is 25-24. East leads it by one with a minute 21 to go. They call a 30-second timeout here. Late in the second quarter, we're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We got a one-point ball game. Kearney High has never led so far in the contest. And East, with the basketball and the lead, will try to make sure that that does not occur. Wadien gives it between the circles for Olsen. Entry pass down low. Back it in is going to be Cunning. Cunning loses the ball. East with the turnover. Bearcats on the run. Damien Austin gives it up ahead. A little floater up and caught. David Erickson gives Kearney High their first lead of the night as they score in transition. And the Bearcats are trying to force another loose ball into a turnover, and it's going to be a jump ball, and they are still involved in a little bit of a scrum down there. And it is going to be a hell ball. Kearney High is going to come up with it because the possession arrow is pointing toward them. So East turns the ball over. And nobody was backing down in there. Cunning on the ground, doing a little wrestling with a couple of different Bearcats. And Wadien comes over there and was a calming influence as soon as he sprinted over there. Damien Austin will kick it off on the right side here. Bearcats lead it 26-25. With the basketball, Erickson gives it on that left wing for Damien Austin. Austin kicks it top of the circle here for Brian Burchill. Burchill now with 33 seconds left, standing on the cat paw. As he'll face a little token pressure here by Wadien, so they'll have to slow it down. Erickson's got it. Gives it off for Schreiner. Back to Burchill, 20 seconds to go. Damien Austin at the spiking line near midcourt, or between the circles. And now Damien Austin, as they clear the court for him, still with 10 seconds left, still has the dribble. Gets a screen by Arp. Kicks it off on the left side. A high pass to Brian Burchill. Burchill's going to drive. Burchill takes it off glass. It goes in, and that will be, look at half. What a great drive there by Burchill as he's able to lay that up and in. Wow, what a tough shot. And Kearney High will head to locker room with their largest lead of the game at 3. They didn't lead until about a minute to go in the first half, and now they have a 28-25 lead at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll talk a little girls basketball with Jason Boyd, head coach of the Lady Cats, and we're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It took a long time for the Bearcats to take the lead here in the boys' game, but they do walk into the locker room with a 28-25 lead over at Lincoln East. And now we're going to talk a little girls' basketball, getting off the DL, getting off the sick list is Jason Boyd, head coach of the Lady Bearcats, and nice win tonight, coach, 58-31, and trailed early, but boy, you got hot and stayed hot most of the game.
Yeah, we really tried to attack their pressure. Lincoln East is kind of a full court team, like to get up in pressure and turn it into a full court game, and so we just said, let's attack it. They do multiple things in their press, kind of makes it difficult to be organized all the time, so we just said, hey, let's keep your head up and attack their pressure.
Well, one thing that I thought was just incredibly well, and I almost questioned my own statistics, was rebounding, right? You guys were 39 rebounds in the game, out-rebounding them by about 15 or so. That was a huge aspect of the game because, you know, they didn't get very many easy looks. They didn't get, I don't think they got any putback points at all, whereas you were able to really kind of dominate both ends of the glass.
Right. And they missed a lot of shots in the first half, so that helps with that. But we were in our zone. They don't really have a lot of kids down low. You know, they have one girl down there. They put their post at the high post, and then their three guards out. So they don't really rebound well in their zone offense normally. But we did a great job still getting in position, boxing out. I thought especially in the first half, it seemed like we really rebounded well.
And it took them about 10 minutes before they finally hit a field goal. What were you able to do defensively, to keep their offense from getting any sort of rhythm?
We tried not to give them anything inside. We tried, the key to the game, I thought, was just transition defense was huge. They like to push it and then containing the dribble. They want to attack all the time. That's why we just stuck to our zone, didn't go to our half-court trap like we do a lot. We just stuck to our 2-3 zone and just tried to contain the dribble, keep everything on the perimeter.
We're talking with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney High, as the Bearcats pick up a 58-31 win. The Kearney High boys lead at intermission over Lincoln East as well, 28-25. I want to talk a little bit about Peyton Cutterback. Very possible tomorrow is the time that she's going to become the all-time leading.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it.
And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Johnny, hi. I apologize for some technical difficulties that we're having. We missed a couple of minutes of the third quarter here, and right now it is 31-28 as Johnny High now down by three after having the lead. A nice little run here for Lincoln East to get things underway as they've got a bucket from Cunning and Reimers as the Bearcats right now are down after having that lead at intermission. And again, we apologize for our technical difficulties. So we'll see whether or not the Cats here can kind of find a way to come back into this one. As they work it around the perimeter to the Bearcats, and they'll fire off a three-pointer. Damian Austin's three is no good. And the rebound is taken out there by East. Coming up with the basketball here is going to be Carpenter. Carpenter on that left side working against Curtis Schreiner. They'll kick on the right wing, and the shot here by Wadiani is no good. And we're going to have a little hand check foul whistled on Kearney High, and maybe even a second foul could have been called in underneath as there was a collision down low with David Erickson. Damian Austin is going to be called for the foul. That's going to be his first. Virtual checking back in here for Kearney High as East will inbound underneath their own basket. Toss in here is going to be Wadien, and he'll get the basketball out to Metcalf. Metcalf on the bounce, has the top of the circle, thought about the three, but he'll give it off on the right side here for Carpenter, and now Wadien's going to direct traffic as they slow it down. Get the basketball, Carpenter now, to get it down low, turnaround jumper, that's a tough shot for RJ Dennis, And there's going to be a foul on Connie High following the offensive rebound by Jerry Cunning. So Cunning now will go to the line, and he's going to shoot a couple of free throws after Burchill just calls for the foul. So that's his first foul of the ball game, and the free throw is up and good. So the first free throw is up and good here for Cunning. Second one is on the way and a little bit too strong, and an offensive rebound by Dennis. So they'll work it around the perimeter. Will Lincoln East. They lead it by four, and they get it inside. There's going to be a foul on the Cats again. They work it inside for Cunning, and Cunning pushed from behind there by Brian Otter. That's his second foul. So Wanian will inbound it. We'll get it back out here for Damian, for Brian Metcalf, and Brandon Metcalf will kick right side here for Carpenter. Carpenter working around the perimeter. They take it on the left wing. Bounce pass inside. RJ Dennis shoots immediately. Shot's no good. And Arp's able to pull down the rebound after East missed the shot. So now Connie Hart's going to slow it down. Still looking for their first points of the second half here. And we got 4:30 to go in the third quarter. Damian Austin, who led the way here in the first half with 12 points, gets it inside for Arp. Arp misses a bunny, and Damian Austin will pull down the rebound. So he'll try to get it, and a three-point on the right side. So Dakota Schreiner strokes in the three, and Connie High finally on the board here in the second half. And Arp trying to collect the charge instead. They'll commit the foul. Drive by RJ Dennis, and it's going to turn into a free throw here for Dennis. And that was close. That's one of those plays that had it gone the other way. I don't think a whole lot of people could have complained the other way. So the free throw is up and good here. The Wadi M. Actually, it was Wadi M that went to the line. My apologies. So Hart with his third personal foul has to come out of the ballgame here. Wadi M with the free throw, and it is up and good. So it's 34-31. There's a pass almost stolen away by Dennis. They'll get it off here on the left wing for Damian Austin. And now the pass up ahead here by Carpenter. Carpenter, after Sonny High turned the basketball over. And Wadien has it. They'll give it up on the left side for Carpenter. Carpenter. Going to skip it out for Metcalf. Metcalf immediately on the inside. They attack. Cunning shot, no good. And on the rebound, the foul is going to be on RJ Dennis. So Dennis fighting for the basketball. Couldn't quite come up with it. And he makes the foul. 3:29 to go here, third quarter. It is 34-31. And Burchill will get the basketball. Burchill on the bounce here. He'll stop top of the key. Gives it for Pocock. Pocock gives it off left side. Damian Austin steps into a long two. It is short. Offensive rebound. It is up and in. Brian Burchill is able to make the putback after Carney High couldn't quite drain that long two-pointer. And now in transition, the skip pass here for East. They look inside for Cunning. Cunning kicks it out. They give them the baseline for one man. He'll fire a three, no good. And the rebound by Austin Mishew. Mishew will bring in the offensive zone himself. Give it off for Damian Austin. Austin on the drive on the baseline. Bounce pass through the lane. Burchill's got it. Burchill steps back, fires a three, hit on the arm. And he'll head to the line to shoot three after the miss. So nice in-out play there for Carney High. And the foul on Carpenter is going to be his third. So Burchill will go to the line and shooting three here, and the first one is no good. So score remains at this point. 33-34. Burchill trying to tie it. Cannot. He has missed the first two of three free throws. And Burchill on the season is about a 70% free throw shooter. So he's missed the first two, and this one he'll make. We are now tied at 34. So he used to face a little bit of pressure here. Waddy then is able to give it up ahead for Metcalf. Metcalf goes all the way down the baseline, makes a blind pass that Nathan Menz is able to track that. And they'll get it off here for Reimers. Entry pass to the inside for Dennis. Dennis missed the shot. They'll kick it back out. Here's Waddy N. He's firing a three. Again, no good. This time the long rebound is taken out there by Pocock. And Pocock has the basketball here for the Bearcats. Slowly across the timeline. They'll get the ball now in the hands of Burchill, and Burchill fouls from behind. And that'll be a foul here on number four, Nathan. Three fouls now against East, and Kearney High will inbound it. 2 minutes to go. Tied at 34 here in the third quarter. Pocock has it on the right side. And he'll give it off for Brady Johnson. Johnson will hand it off for Damian Austin. Austin slides, sends, and it's fouled. Well, he spun between R.J. Dennis and Brandon Metcalf. And it's going to go to number 11, Metcalf. So that's going to be his first foul. And Damian Austin will go to the line and shoot two. Austin with 12 points in the game. And now make it 13 as Kearney High takes the lead back. Austin on the season, 80% free throw shooter. Makes the first. His second is on the way, and it is also good. So 36-34 with a minute 47 to go here in the third quarter. And again, we apologize for our technical difficulties. We are efforting, finding a solution. Brian Reimers will work it back around. And with the basketball here is Hunter McPhail. Top of the circle, Metcalf. Metcalf gives it off on the right side to McPhail. And a minute 29, East is being very patient. Net fabric. Net will give it off on the right wing here for McPhail. Back out for Net. Top of the circle, Metcalf. Getting at the elbow, puts it back out now for Net. Net's going to drive, and before the drive, there is a foul. And that's going to be a foul on Pocock. And Pocock's going to whistle for his first personal foul well before the drive began. So East will end down underneath their own basket. Five team fouls on the Cat as Nets is going to inbound it and throw it near midcourt to Brandon Metcalf. Metcalf will give it up on the left wing for McPhail. And McPhail gave it away, gets it back, throws it top of the circle here for Metcalf. Now on the baseline, Waddy N. And Waddy N on the baseline, but they'll kick it top of the tee. Three-pointer up, no good here for Metcalf. And Pocock is able to pull down the rebound after East missed the three-pointer. So now with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Cass will get it off now on the baseline here for Damian Austin. Austin, give it back out for Burchill. Burchill inside for Johnson, and that's going to be a Kearney High turnover. So the Cats turn the ball over, trying to get the ball back. They commit the foul. Burchill trying to get it back after Metcalf was able to come away with it. So that's about 16 team on Kearney High compared to 4 on Lincoln East. 29.2 to go here before the end of the third quarter. So East will toss it in. Wadien will get it in to Joshua Dunley. He just checked in a moment ago. Long pass up to Wadien with 22 seconds to go in the quarter. And again, the Cats will stay in the little 2-3 zone here. 15 seconds to go as East milk of the clock. Dribbling Dunley. Dunley top of the circle. They enter it inside here for Reimers. Reimers has his shot blocked by Mitchell. Up ahead here for Damian Austin. They will shoot it half court at the buzzer. Hits the front of the rim. And that will do it for three quarters of play. Kearney High, 36. Lincoln East, 34. We're back in the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers.
Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats have a 36-34 lead as we head to the fourth quarter. And I hope we have our technical difficulties worked out. I guess time will tell. Kearney High weathered the storm a little bit. They did not get a good start to that third quarter. And as a result, they fell behind. But now they head to the fourth with a 36-34 lead. They trailed most of the first half. Pass on the inside, stolen away by Lincoln East. So Kearney High turns it over. On their first possession, they get it up ahead. Does East in transition. Reimers missed the shot. Coming up with a rebound is Arp. Now Pocock has it. He'll kick it out around the perimeter. Erickson's got it. Now top of the circle, it's Pocock. He'll give it off right wing. And with the basketball right now for Kearney High, it's going to be David Erickson. Erickson gets it inside for Damian Austin. Austin lost the basketball on the way up. So Kearney High missed the shot. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Cunning. And the pass deflected. Last touch by Kearney High. It went in the backcourt. And East just basically got away with it, got away from it. Because Hunter McPhail, had he caught the ball, Damian Austin would have had him pinned in a corner. So he made a good decision knowing that was tipped, just letting it go out of bounds. So East will have possession of it here. And they'll kick it off on the left wing for McPhail. They enter it inside, back it in, turnaround jumper, back the iron, no good. Arp is able to pull down the rebound after East missed a tough contested shot because of that defense put up there by Arp. Schreiner is going to give it off for Erickson. Erickson, a little floater in the lane. He has it blocked by Reimers. And now East will come up with the basketball. Well, neither team really given in here defensively. They played very well on that end of the court, both these two teams, as we're in the 30s with 6:40 to go in the basketball game. Three-pointer on the right side by Wadi N, no good. Offensive rebound by Cunning, and Cunning will put it up and in. So Cunning is able to make the putback, and it is 36-36. Damian Austin on the dribble, gets a little screen, kicks it out for Schreiner. Schreiner, he's going to fire a three, and he hits a three! Dakota Schreiner stroking in that three-pointer, and he's got now 6 points in the ballgame. Driving the baseline, Wadi N. We'll give it off here for Reimers, top of the circle. Now left side, a little running jumper by McPhail. McPhail missed it. Pocock is able to pull down the rebound. Damian Austin kicks it out here on the right wing for Erickson. Off a screen, Schreiner, same spot. Another three, same result. Three-pointer, Dakota Schreiner. And a timeout called by the Spartans. Back-to-back three-pointers by Dakota Schreiner. And the Bearcats now have a 6-point lead, 42-36. Timeout Spartans with 5:45 to go. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, the Kearney High girls had no problem earlier tonight against Lincoln East. They built the lead and were able to hold on to it throughout. Most of the game, Kearney High has been behind. They did take a halftime lead, trailed much of the third quarter. And now they've taken the lead in the early stages, well, late stages of the third, early fourth. And now back-to-back three-pointers by Dakota Schreiner have given the Bearcats their largest lead of the game, 42-36, with 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. East facing a little full-court pressure here by Kearney High as Nunnally has the basketball. Schreiner and Erickson and Pocock trying to trap the ball. Wadi N has it. They'll kick it back out here from Nunnally as they have it across the timeline. Hunter McPhail has it. They'll give it off on the right side for Wadi N. The pass down low, catching it is Reimers, and Reimers will take it off glass and score. They just kept working it closer and closer, and that's what East wanted to do, was score somewhere in the paint, and that's exactly what happened. Schreiner right now, he has the basketball, same spot, he hit those three-pointers, but hand right in his face, so he'll give it off for Pocock. And on the bounce here is going to be Damian Austin, now left side. And I thought Schreiner was going to shoot another three, but this time it's going to be Pocock, and Pocock will drain the three. That's a big three-pointer for the junior. And Kearney High now with a seven-point lead. So Schreiner hitting a couple of big three-pointers earlier. And now on the right side, three-pointer, answering it back here is going to be Lincoln East. Stroking in three on that right side, they kind of dared Nunnally to shoot it, and that's exactly what Nunnally did. He stroked it, and a timeout here for East. With 4:34 to go here, fourth quarter, 45-41, Kearney High will have the lead by four when they inbound it. With 4:34 to go in the game, when we come back right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
How long? So 4:34 to go here as Kearney High will inbound the basketball. Austin Mishu in there, and we'll give it to Damian Austin. Austin's across the timeline. A little pressure by McPhail. Pocock will kick it around for Schreiner, who's had a couple of big three-pointers at the elbow. Pass inside now for Arp. Arp's going to take it off glass, hangs on the rim, no good. Mishu gets the rebound, kicks it out. Here's the three-pointer, no good for Damian Austin. Kearney High couldn't hit a couple of shots, but then they tipped the rebound out as Arp was able to get that rebound back out in the hands of Damian Austin. And I'll tell you, that shot by Arp hung on the rim, but just would not fall. Mishu doing a nice job rebounding. Now he'll dribble to the free throw line. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Damian Austin comes up with it. Nice extra pass inside for Arp. Arp hit on the arm perhaps, but no foul called as the shot was blocked. And the officials are going to say cleanly by Cunning. So Cunning with the nice block there and is able to pick up the basketball as well. So now here comes the East. They're going to fire a three on the right side, and Joaquin can't come up with the three-pointer. But the rebound, and now the steal by Damian Austin. East had it. Austin with the steal. The handoff back to Schreiner, and Schreiner's going to take it off glass. Great pass. Taking the defender out of the play and then just giving it to Schreiner was Damian Austin. And Pocock knocks the ball loose, and trying to get it back is East, and they commit the foul. So Pocock is able to make the steal for Kearney High, and then is hit on the arm as trying to get the ball back was Joshua Nunnally. And so Kearney High, with a six-point lead with 3:12 to go, has possession of the ball. And a lot of hustle plays right now being made by the Bearcats. Austin Mishu will throw it in the backcourt, and that is where Damian Austin will pick it up. And he'll bring it across the timeline, walking it up. Facing some pressure by Metcalf. He gives it to Schreiner. Back to Schreiner on the left side. Another three for Schreiner. That one is no good. And rebounded by Reimers. So Reimers is able to pull down that defensive rebound after a nice look by Kearney High. But Schreiner, who hit a couple of big threes, couldn't come up with one there. In the corner, Carpenter, he's going to fire a three. Offensive rebound by Joaquin. He'll get it in underneath, and Reimers will lay it up and in. So Reimers is able to come up with that point after a nice hustle play there by the Spartans. So both teams battling here with 2.5 to go. Kick right side to Schreiner. Schreiner handing his pace by Carpenter, has the dribble, kicks it off left side. Damian Austin steps up inside the arc, fires a long deuce, no good. And a foul on the rebound is going to be whistled on Mishu. Austin Mishu committing the foul. And that is his second. And that is now seven as a team on Kearney High. The scorer's table mentioned to the officials that it's a one-on-one. I think the officials know that. They're having a discussion right now about who's going to the line. And the Bearcats making some substitutions as David Erickson's coming in. Pocock and Mishu are coming out. Brady Johnson also checking in here for the Cats. And to the free throw line is Brian Reimers. That's probably not the guy you really want at the line if you're Kearney High. And as soon as I say that, he misses. And the rebound taken out of there by Johnson. So Johnson's able to get the rebound here for Kearney High. And across the timeline, Damian Austin. Cats lead it by four, 47-43. Pass on the right wing. With it is Burchill. Burchill on the bounce here. We'll work it back around here for Damian Austin. Austin inside for Johnson. Johnson has it on the baseline, and they'll work it back around the perimeter wheel. Kearney High inside at 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Dakota Schreiner on the dribble. Kicks left side for Johnson. Johnson back out for Schreiner. And Schreiner now will give right wing here for Damian Austin. East going man-to-man. They're looking to trap. The pass up ahead here for David Erickson. Back out for Johnson. Back out now for Damian Austin. Cats up by four, by two possessions here. So they're wanting to spread the floor and milk the clock a little bit. Damian Austin on the dribble. And East, it might be in a situation where they'll have to start fouling here pretty shortly. Brian Burchill on that right side playing keep away. They'll skip it back out here for Damian Austin. Kind of a four-corner offense. And now the reach is going to be called on Brandon Metcalf. That is your intentional foul that won't be called an intentional foul because a good effort to play the ball by Brandon Metcalf. So now another foul will send Kearney High to the free throw line for a 1-1 because that's the sixth as a team on East. So now Kearney High with a minute 15 to go will inbound it, leading at 47-43. And they're having a little trouble getting it in, and Kearney High is going to call a timeout. Cats call timeout with a minute 14 to go here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Minute 14 to go in the basketball game. Cats lead at 47-43. They'll inbound it when we come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
So Kearney High leads it by four, a minute 14 to go. The possession arrow is pointing to Lincoln East. Both teams still have a couple of timeouts left, so that's not a factor right now. Both teams right now are in the 1-1. And Kearney High had a little bit of trouble inbounding it, so they called the timeout here, and we'll see what they have set up. And Schreiner will just toss it in here for David Erickson. Erickson, defense there by Reimers. They give it for Damian Austin, and it is Austin that will step to the free throw line. For Kearney High, Damian Austin, the 80% free throw shooter, is one of the better free throw shooters. Erickson shoots 85%, and Dakota Schreiner, who's also out there going to handle the ball, he is a 90% free throw shooter. So this will be a front end of a 1-1 here for Damian Austin. With a minute 9 to go, right now it's a two-possession game, and the free throw is up and good. Doesn't matter what he does, it's going to remain a two-possession game. It's just a matter of whether or not it's going to be a six-point game. Or now, whether or not it's going to be a five-point game. Cats lead it right now, 48-43, after Damian Austin makes the free throw, and now he makes the second. And now Arp's going to check back into the ball game. So Arp back into the ball game with a minute 9 to go, and East will face some full-court pressure here from Kearney High. Kearney High wants to slow him down, does not want to commit a foul. They don't want to stop the clock. Cunning has it across the timeline, gives it to Metcalf. 58 seconds to go, 6-point Kearney High lead, and a little ball fake in the lane, tough shot and off glass, no good for Metcalf. Offensive rebound, and now we got a foul. The offensive rebound by Cunning, and Cunning will now head to the free throw line. Erickson commits the foul. And that's second as a team on David Erickson. And the free throw is up and good for Jared Cunning. 51.5 to go. It's now 49-44. Kearney High with a 5-point lead. The clock is shut off as Jerry Cunning is at the free throw line. And Kearney High has their ball handlers out there. They're good free throw shooters out there. Second free throw by Cunning. Back of the iron. Rolls around. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot up and good. Offensive rebound by Watine. And Watine makes the putback to make it now a one-possession game. 49-46. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Called by the Spartans with 47.6 to go. It's 49-46. Bearcats lead by three when we come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
So 47.6 to go here in the ball game, and Lincoln East still has at least one timeout left. I have them for having two timeouts left, and I believe Kearney High also has two timeouts left. I haven't been able to confirm that. Schreiner can run the baseline if he needs to, as, again, East will go full court pressure here. And Schreiner, one of the better free throw shooters, will inbound it. They get it into Brian Burchill. Burchill gets it up ahead to Johnson, and Johnson is fouled. Johnson makes the catch and then is fouled, and Johnson is a 92% free throw shooter. Some of the East parents won a travel called on Johnson, but he did not drag that pivot foot. It wasn't your prototypical jump stop, that's for sure, but he will head to the free throw line and have a 1-1. So East pressured the ball pretty well. And the foul is whistled on Metcalf. That's not an issue here. Free throw is up and good for Johnson, and it's now 50-46. So he makes the free throw. Second free throw was also good. A couple of big makes there by the 92% free throw shooter. Brady Johnson, the 6'2 junior, doesn't play a lot of minutes, but he does a lot of really nice things when he's out there. 40 seconds to go. Cats up by five. They're pressuring the ball to slow down East, bringing it up. Metcalf has it now in the offensive zone. Stars now slipping that 2-3 zone. And a little ball fake by Metcalf in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Reimers comes up with it. They kick it out here for Watine. He'll fire a three. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by East. And now Kearney High in pretty good shape here. As they're up by five with 20.5 to go. And now Schreiner will inbound it. They make some substitutions to get Johnson back in there. They get the basketball into Damian Austin's hands. And Damian Austin then is going to be fouled by Brandon Metcalf. And Austin now will step to the free throw line. He will have a 1-1. That's now 19 fouls on East. So Austin will step to line for the front end of a 1-1. And again, he's an 80% free throw shooter. 16 seconds to go here, 5-point Kearney High lead. And again, East still has a timeout left. So the free throw up and no good. So off of the miss, the rebound by Reimers, and the kick into the corner for Watine. Watine gives it back out. Here's a three top of the key. No good for East. It's going to go out of bounds with 4.6 to go, and Kearney High going to pick up the win. I don't think there's anything that can get done now, being down by two possessions, and Kearney with the basketball with 4.6 to go. Inbounding is going to be Schreiner. He gets it in for Damian Austin, and Austin stepped on the sideline, and that'll be a turnover on the inbounds. So maybe I have spoken too soon. I hope I didn't jinx it. It does take a bit over a second off the clock, so there's 3.3 to go. And Watine is going to inbound it. They'll toss it in here for Metcalf. Back to Watine, who fires the three. It is off the mark, and that is your final score. 51-46. Kearney High is able to answer the call here as East just couldn't quite get that comeback to come back far enough. The Bearcats trailed much of the first half, took the lead late in the second quarter, fell behind in the third, but then stayed ahead the entire fourth quarter. They win it 51-46. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a look at all the numbers, and we'll talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, it's a bona fide winning streak here for the Bearcats. They win their third straight game. They won a week ago against Omaha Bryan. A big win against Grand Island Senior High last week. And now they've handed Lincoln East a road loss as Kearney High wins it at home 51-46. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, a great effort here for Kearney High as they win this one 51-46. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln East. And as I always like to stress, these numbers are very unofficial, but I have Jerry Cunning with 15 points here in the basketball game. Brian Reimers finished with 11. Shane Watine with 8. R.J. Dennis with 6. Brandon Carpenter with 3. Joshua Nunnally with 3 points here. Leading rebounder was Cunning and Reimers. They both finished unofficially with 4 rebounds, according to my statistics, which, again, I want to emphasize, not exactly official. For Kearney High, Damian Austin, no surprise, leading scorer tonight. He finished with 16. Dakota Schreiner hit some big three-pointers. He had 3 three-pointers in that third quarter that really began to turn the tide that got Kearney High ahead and built a little bit of I was tied at the time that he hit the first of two back-to-back. And so he finished with 9 in the game here unofficially. Excuse me, 11 in the game. Damian Austin, 16. Dakota Schreiner with 11. 9 for David Erickson. Brian Birchall with 5. Brady Johnson, 4. Peyton Pocock with 3. And Brian Arp also finished with 3 points in the game. Unofficially, I had Arp with 7 rebounds in the game. Brady Johnson with a couple. Peyton Pocock with a couple as well. And I know I fell behind in terms of statistics, in terms of my rebounding, but unofficially, I did have Kearney High winning the rebounding margin 15-12. And again, I know that that is not accurate, as when we were doing technical difficulties, I fell behind on that statistic. So in any event, I still have Kearney High winning the rebounding margin here, even though what I have is not official. In terms of turnovers, Kearney High and Lincoln East pretty even here, but the Bearcats probably shooting the basketball a little bit better. I have them being from the overall field 16-39. East was 18-39, but three-point shooting was the difference. I had Kearney High being 7 of 14 unofficially. 4 of 13 was Lincoln East. So Kearney High actually shot almost poor inside the arc as they did outside the arc unofficially here in the ball game. And the Bearcats come away with the win here tonight by a score of 51-46. Again, that big three-point shooting down the stretch, a big difference. I had them shooting 50% from behind the arc in the game. Overall field goal shooting was only 41%, so they shot 36% inside the arc and 50% outside the arc. So that three-point shooting, a key tonight for Kearney High, who picks up their third straight win. Tomorrow, they'll hit the road. They'll be taking on Omaha Creighton Prep on the road. They'll be in the birdcage tomorrow at 7 o'clock, taking on the Junior Jays about the same time that Creighton will be taking on Georgetown at 7 o'clock, also in Omaha. A lot of great basketball in Omaha tomorrow, as Marion will play host to the Kearney High girls tomorrow night as well. Actually, late afternoon. It's possible to watch both games. That is, depending on how fast you can drive across to Omaha to go from Marion to Prep. In any event, Kearney High picks up the 51-46 win. And so this is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrook and kind of recap what's happened here today as we'll take a look at some scores and we'll talk with the coach who's walking in the gym. We'll do that right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats with a 51-46 win and a smiling, happy, and, fairly hot basketball coach, Scott Steinbrook, winning 3 in a row. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, all year long we've been saying it's a process. We're looking for improvement. Earlier in the year we just had some tough breaks, couldn't find ways to close games out. But the more games we win, the more confidence that the kids are getting, and you could just see it in their eyes, even when it was back and forth in the third and fourth quarter. You know, they just had a feeling that the big shot was going to come. We didn't shoot the ball great tonight. And that, you know, as a coach that preaches a lot of defense and rebounding, it's really satisfying to grind out a win. Our defense and our rebounding kept us in it. Damian Austin had a nice offensive run in the first half. Dakota Schreiner hit two gigantic threes late in the game to kind of give us a little bit of a cushion. But overall, great, great team defensive effort tonight.
Well, you fell in a hole. You were down 10 to nothing. And then from that point, Damian Austin, when you broke the seal on the basket, really went on a nice little run. I think at one point he had the first 9 points for you as he was able to kind of cut it down. It was just kind of, it seemed like an uphill battle the entire first half. How important was it to maybe head to the locker room with the lead?
Oh, that was a huge boost for momentum, for confidence. You know, you couldn't, as good as we started last Saturday against Grand Island,
yep,
20-2, the place was rocking. It was an equally poor start tonight, down 10-0. And, but we took a timeout, talked a little bit, just said, hey, one possession at a time, get a good shot every time, focus on stops, focus on rebounds. And, you know, and Damian became a little more aggressive offensively. They guarded him a little different in the second half. They didn't really face guard him, didn't deny him the ball in the first half, allowed him to get some things from the wing, get some things on the screen and roll. It was tougher for him second half. They adjusted. But then we had some other guys step up and hit some big shots.
And you mentioned Dakota Schreiner, who hit those 2 3-pointers. And right out the back of that, Peyton Pocock hit a 3-pointer. So in 3 possessions, you know, you got 9 points out of it. And that really went from that being a tight ball game to where now you're in a situation where it really plays in your hand, because you had some pretty good free throw shooters who stepped up for you down the stretch.
Yeah, with about 2.5 minutes left in the game, we just pulled out the ball and went ice, which is our call to, we're not shooting, we're just going to protect the lead, hold on to the ball. Got good ball handlers. We had Brian Birchall and Damian Austin playing at the same time. They're both one guards, but they handle the ball well. We had our best foul shooters out there. Damian hit some free throws. Brady Johnson hit a couple big free throws. So, again, just good contributions, good smart basketball. Our kids really played smart down the stretch there, and that's what it takes to win close games.
And one of those guys, you mentioned him very briefly, Brady Johnson. I mean, he always makes such good decisions out there. Didn't play a ton of minutes tonight, but it's kind of funny when they pressure the ball, here comes this big kid because – statistically, he's your best free throw shooter.
You know, and the play he got fouled on, for a guy as big as Johns, he made an athletic, and this is going to sound really simple, an athletic jump stop.
Yep.
Because we were trapped. We were in a tough spot about to get a 10-second, and we threw it up to our five-man, and he just caught it and jump stopped and chinned it and was strong, and they fouled him, and he hits two free throws. If we travel, if we get a 10-second call, if we get trapped and turn it over, all of a sudden it's a one-possession game. But a little thing like a jump stop, you know, really served Brady well. That was a big play, a smart play, and good free throw shooting.
Yeah, good hands, good feet on that play. And that really was. That was a very important moment because they hit a shot and starting to put a little bit of pressure on. You kind of mentioned that momentum building. Well, now you get to take that momentum to one of the more storied programs, one of the more storied buildings for high school basketball in the state, heading up to the Birdcage. And we were kind of talking before the game, we think this might very well be the very first matchup ever between Prep and Kearney High in basketball. Who knows? I mean, we might go back to the 1920s or something like that. Talk a little bit about this trip. I think this is one of those, you know, when we heard the schedule, this is one of the first games we kind of mentioned.
Yeah, there's no question. When you think about athletic tradition, when you think about basketball, when you think about home court advantages, everybody knows about the Birdcage. Now, I'd like to think a lot of people know about Kearney High's gym as well, but sometimes when you're in Central Nebraska, Western Nebraska, maybe don't quite get that, you know, that same treatment. But the Birdcage is a special place. They have a very good basketball team this year. They're very well coached. And now we've got some positive momentum going. Our kids are excited to go into their place. We go to the locker room. They're not even talking about this game. They're already talking about they cannot wait to get on that bus tomorrow to go to Creighton Prep. You know, this new schedule has presented a lot of challenges. Challenges are opportunities. We have a great opportunity tomorrow night to go to Omaha for the fourth or fifth time on a Saturday. And if we keep playing well, we're going to have a chance.
You know, we've talked a lot about your team's basketball IQ. And I think part of that IQ is understanding the history of the game in this state and how fun it is, how exciting it's going to be to play at Creighton Prep on a Saturday night.
You wouldn't believe how many text messages and Facebook posts I get from former players that played for me, that played when Coach Hayner was here for a long time, saying, man, I wish we could have played Omaha Central and Creighton Prep and Omaha Benson and Millard South week in and week out. Now, it's one of those be careful what you wish for things, because it's a meat grinder of a schedule. But these kids are competitors. They understand that, you know, they're going to look back on, you know, their senior season and look back on this season. And there's a lot of fun basketball games to be played. And tomorrow is just the next step in the process. And we're getting better. We are our goal is to be peaking, you know, when we hit the postseason in late February. And we are on our way to doing that. Tomorrow's just the next step, and it's a great opportunity to play at Prep.
Well, I think that momentum that you're taking to Prep tomorrow kind of showed itself a little bit when you're down 10-0 in the first quarter of this game, because I don't think there was any doubt that your team knew that they were gonna play better.
Yeah, you know, if you're gonna get down 10-0, it's probably best, or 10 points, it's probably better to do it right away at the start of the game. That's exactly what we said in our first time out there. There's a lot of basketball to be played, and it just takes one possession, one shot, one stop, one rebound. Just kind of gradually claw back into it, and then, you know, you hit it before. You know, we had the lead at halftime, and that was a huge confidence boost to get over that hump and go into the locker room with the lead.
Well, I'm excited that you're taking some confidence to Omaha. Best luck to you tomorrow, Prep.
Thank you very much.
All right, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. Bearcats win it 51-46 on the boys' side. It is a sweep over Lincoln East here tonight, because earlier the Lady Cats had a very comfortable win. As they were able to win it 58-31, the final in the girls' game. So they win it very comfortably. A lot tougher for Kearney High boys, but they now pick up the third straight win as they've now 4-10 on the season. They win it here 51-46. As we mentioned, we've been talking about, they'll be traveling to Omaha Creighton Prep tomorrow to take on the Junior Jays. And again, Omaha Marion will play host to the Kearney High girls tomorrow right here on ESPN 1460. We too will be in Omaha, but we'll be at another storied program, arguably one of the most, if not the most famous high school in the state of Nebraska, and that is Boys Town. I mean, not a lot of movies been made about anybody else's high school, but we'll be at Boys Town tomorrow as Kearney Catholic in boys basketball. We'll be taking on the Cowboys, and we'll have that game for you tomorrow afternoon right here on ESPN Radio. Elsewhere, the men and girls won today, 63-48. They remain